The man took her son's hand and walked casually toward the playground exit. Sammy had left him on the swing set. He'd just learned to work the swing himself without her pushing, which was a relief, so she let him stay on for a few more minutes while she cleaned up and gathered their things. She said, "I'll be right back," and, "Keep pumping your legs, you're doing great." And then she'd walk down to the gate that led to the main exit, passing a woman with a double stroller bogged down in diaper bags and a kid so big that their legs hung down either side. It was stiflingly hot outside, even though it was already December, and the woman was huffing and puffing her way through the silty dirt with all that weight. She had on a pink visor with a palm tree and the word Orlando embroidered in cursive script. She was muttering something Sammy couldn't make out. "Many, many," it sounded like, or maybe "money, money." It sounded like crazy person gibberish. Sammy hurried past so she wouldn't end up getting involved. There was a garbage can near her car, but it was rancid and overflowing already, so she wadded her son's half-eaten lunch up tight in its paper bag and dropped it onto the front seat. It was so scorching inside the car that she opened all the doors and stood outside for a minute to let the heat roil out, because Samson would start crying if he felt sticky, and she was too tired to deal with it. A cloud of gnats circled her head, thirsty for the sweat beading on her neck, and she swatted at them absentmindedly. She picked up her son's bottle of overheated lemonade from the floor, grimacing at the chunks of backwash before dumping it out on the sun-soft asphalt and tossing it back onto the seat. But it bounced and rolled off onto the floor, and her back hurt too much to pick it up, so she didn't. Her back hurt because she'd spent the last 3 months picking up Samson and taking him to the bathroom every night after he wet himself. 4 years old and still wetting the bed. But then every child was different. That's what the doctor said. Sammy wasn't sure she believed it. So she left the bottle there and turned back around. There was the man, walking away with her son. "Hey," she said, because no other words would come. "Hey!" The man and Samson didn't stop. They didn't walk any faster either. Just kept strolling toward the exit on the far side of the playground. Her son was holding the man's hand as if he'd known him his whole life. The guy was medium height, in his 40s maybe, with thinning dark blonde hair and a scruff of beard, wearing a gray polo tucked into dark blue jeans, white sneakers. Her son had on khaki shorts and his yellow t-shirt with Rough and Tumble, the cartoon Dalmatians, on the front. His hair was a real cloud of curls from the humidity. It was well past time for a haircut, but Samson had thrown a fit when she tried to take him. Sammy jumped the fence. She didn't know she was going to until she did. Didn't even know she even could, really. She wasn't particularly athletic, and her body was small. But she vaulted it and landed directly on the other side, and then she ran. She kicked up a storm of mulch, and one of her sandals fell off, but she kept going. "Hey!" She kept yelling, louder and louder, but neither the man nor her son looked back. Her son never listened when she called him, never responded to his name or to her commands. The man had led her son through the gate, and now they were walking through the parking lot, headed toward a big red truck. She stopped yelling and ran faster. He opened the passenger door. Samson just stood there beside him. She could see the man's lips moving, but she couldn't make out any of the words. Her son, quiet all day, every day, looked up at the man and smiled. Actually smiled. Full-on, toothy grin. Sammy started screaming. Not just a scream, a prolonged siren shriek, rising at the end like the wail of an ambulance. Still nothing from the man. Nothing from her son. Could anyone hear her?